Hey guys, I'm back with a new episode and I am happy to be back recording after so many great things and so many things have taken place in this past couple of weeks, starting with the fact that I just came back from a beautiful, luxurious trip to Cabo, San Lucas, Mexico, and I had such a great, amazing birthday. So, as you may know, I have mentioned in previous podcasts that I am a Virgo, and my birthday was August 24th, and this was my 30th birthday. So for me, that was a milestone, turning 30, getting older, getting wiser. You know, entering my 30s is something new and exciting. At first, it was something that I was kind of like, you know, about, because society puts this stigma on turning 30 as women, and it had me thinking a lot in deep thought as to what 30 means to me. But as I navigated through those feelings, I walked into my 30s gracefully, and I'm excited for what 30s are here to bring. Super excited. That being said, you know, there's a lot of different topics that I want to touch upon going into the month of September, and as we end August, there was something that was closer on my heart than many of the other things I do want to record that will be coming soon. So stay tuned for those new episodes and content. But this is something that is heavy on my heart, and I felt the need to talk about it because I know there are plenty of people that can relate one way or another. And I think Black men, and a lot of times I touch upon Black men within relationships and friendships or whatever that means to you when it comes to being around the Black man. But you know, I grew up around Black men, of course, starting with my dad. And my dad, you know, I lost him to the streets. My dad was in the streets, and he died when I was 8 years old. Someone murdered him. And you know, that was something that I had to deal with at an early age. And I grew up in the projects in the Bronx, New York, and that was one of the worst projects in the Bronx. You know, a lot of drugs and violence and, you know, poverty and a lot of just people who come from broken families, broken homes, broken situations. And I always wanted more for myself. Growing up in that environment, no, I wouldn't say I was in poverty, because I've always had a blessed life growing up with my mom and my grandmother and my aunt. So I always, you know, had everything I needed to be such a happy child growing up. It is just the circumstances around me were unfortunate, starting with losing my dad. So growing up in the environment I grew up in, I was around a lot of, you know, hood activities, and you know, growing up in the hood, you see different things and you see the world differently than most people do. A lot of people are from the outside looking in, and they have this judgmental mindset towards people who grew up in the projects, or you know, they look at your where you came from and judge you and think that you won't amount to anything. So to have the ability to make it out and do be such a successful person is something that, you know, you become humbled about. I know myself, I've become humbled about it, you know, growing up in the projects and moving out of the hood and being able to be successful, being able to graduate from college, being able to have multiple degrees, being able to sit in places and talk to people that I've never thought I would be able to do. But I just always naturally wanted more for myself. And being on vacation, you know, and up in my 20s, I traveled every year from the moment I turned 21. I was traveling different states, different countries. I've been fortunate to travel to over 15 countries in my 20s, because traveling for me was something that changed my life. You know, I was able to see things differently and see the world differently. And when I started traveling, I felt like I wanted to invest more into traveling, because you see things differently. Like, waking up to an ocean is way better than waking up to police sirens or just the New York City busy lifestyle that you're constantly on a go, that when you're able to just go away and breathe for a second and just be happy and embrace the little things and the little things that may seem big to you, people look at it like, I'm from here, I want to be in New York. And I just look at them like, I would die. You know, I've paid so much money to travel to your country because it's just the peace you can't buy. When you're in New York and you have that busy mindset where you're constantly hustling and bustling and grinding to get everything you want, when you have the ability to be able to travel for a week out of a couple of months, you know, it's very, very fortunate, and I'm very blessed and humbled to be able to do so. That being said, you know, my last trip was very special to me compared to a lot of the other trips I've been on. I always enjoy traveling. That's the best part for me ever of being alive, is being able to travel to places all around the world and just see the way other cultures operate and taste their foods and meet new people and have conversation. And I was fortunate enough to do that on this trip as well. And, you know, turning 30 in Cabo, dream vacation. I woke up to the ocean views every day. I met great people. You know, I've sat in places that, you know, I didn't necessarily feel accepted in, but I was able to be there because of how hard I worked. And when I say I wasn't accepted, is because, you know, being a Black woman and young, you get judged a lot. And naturally, a lot of people haven't evolved, and there are a lot of people that are racist and prejudiced in the world. So when they see a Black young successful woman in places that they're in, they look at you twice. You know, they see you dressed up in designers and walking around lavish and sitting in the same pool front with them. They look like, how did she get here? You know, and I think that it's unfortunate that people think that way, but that's just the way the world works. And I hate to say that all white people are the same, because they're not. I've came across amazing, you know, white people, and I've had great conversations and relationships with them. But a lot of times it's just like, it'd be a group of people that make you think differently about that race as a whole, because of the bad experiences that leave a long-lasting impact that is just unfortunate. But because I'm of age and I'm wise, and I'm not one to just take one bad experience and make me shape my opinion about another culture, another race, it's just unfortunate that as a people, as much as we've been through in the hundreds of years and even recent things that has been highlighted in the world, where we were all in the house together looking at it at the same time, you would think that people's mindsets would change and you'll start to embrace people for who they are and not the color of their skin, or judge people and just be celebratory of everyone's successes. It's unfortunate that that's not how the way that everyone operates in the world. So that being said, you know, when I was on my trip, you know, I'm a Virgo. I like to go above and beyond. This is my 30th. So I, you know, made sure that I was just dressed nice. And, you know, I take pride in looking good and feeling good. So I really planned everything, every outfit, everything that I wanted to have on the trip, from bathing suits to footwear, from everything. So every time I stepped out of my room, I was looking like $100 million, and it felt good to feel that way. And I bust my ass. So it's just like me and my best friend, you know, we were just out looking beautiful, glowing, just being happy and celebrating how far we've come, because we both equally have achieved a lot in our lives. And to be in places that we never thought we would be, sitting with people we never thought we would be sitting with, having opportunities to get treated, you know, like royalty, and feel like, okay, I've made it. It's a good feeling, you know, it's a humbling feeling. So, you know, there are plenty of times where we've had uncomfortable encounters where we're walking out the room and we're dressed in designers and we're dressed looking beautiful and people are looking at us twice, like, and, you know, make you feel uncomfortable. So There was like one time I was on the elevator with my best friend, and you know, there were like a group of white people on the elevator, and instead of saying hello, how are you, common courtesy things that you do when you get into a public setting around people and you're such in a close spot, you say hello, hello, how are you, that's it, or that's it, like a simple greeting. You know, people just make things awkward. So instead of saying hello or I like your hair, they have conversation about, you know, perming hair and braids and stuff. Mind you, my best friend had braids in her hair, so we're just kind of like, no, they didn't, in our heads. Then we got up the elevator like, okay, did you not feel uncomfortable with the fact that instead of saying I like your hair, they are looking at our hair and decide to have a whole outside conversation that was very awkward and very uncomfortable? And those are the type of shit that, those are the type of conversations that are just so stupid to me, ignorant, that you would think that by now people would just be regular, but they're not. And we were just like, you know what? It is what it is. Cool. We're not going to sweat it. So then we have another encounter where we're in the pool and we're drinking and we're playing bingo with the rest of the people in the pool. And, you know, I just felt uncomfortable because, for one, we were like two of probably 97% of the people in the hotel were white, and we were like the 3% that were black. And so everyone just looked at us. We're young, we're black, we're beautiful. They're wondering how we're there in such a prestigious hotel, and it just felt uncomfortable at sometimes. So we meet these two women. They were older, they were best friends, they were looking at us for a while, and then they decided to have a conversation with us. So we're having a conversation about relationships, and from a conversation that I thought would turn into like wisdom, you're learning from older women about what not to do, it ended up becoming another awkward situation where they said something that was inappropriate that made me feel offended as a black woman. So that conversation turned into like, you know, them trying to relate to say, oh, you know, I've dated a black man, and you know, trying to just say things that make us feel comfortable. But you don't have to mention the black people you have friends, you're friends of or associate with, to make me feel comfortable as a black woman in my skin. Because as a black woman in my skin, I'm very comfortable, and I've been dealing with situations for a long time where I've been, you know, I'm manager of multi-million dollar stores, and when asked to speak to me when something went wrong, me as a black woman coming out of an office dressed professionally, they look at me already like, you know, oh, she's the manager? Like, yes, I am. Like, I'm a black woman in a high profile business, and you will respect me, and I'm going to treat you like the next person because I'm about the rules and I follow the book, and I'm not making any judgment based upon if you're black or if you're white, if you're green. I'm making judgment based upon what's right and what's wrong. And that's always where I've been. I've always was the type of person that was what is right and what is right and what is wrong and what is wrong. I didn't feel the need to pick and choose because you were black or white. So automatically they feel offended and think that you're gonna just say yes. And if you don't, they feel like, oh, like you said me, I feel like you're being racist because I'm white or because I'm this color. Even black people, you know, said, oh, like I feel like, you know, people like you who get in positions of power forget where you came from, forget who you are. And it just kind of like, they get me a little emotional because no, I haven't. Like, I've come from the slums. Like, I've come from places where I have family that's still there that I have to go and visit. And, you know, I hate that they're still there, but it's like, that's just the reality of it. And if I had, when I do, let me speak that into existence, when I make my first million, my first $1 billion, when I'm 33 like Rihanna, I'm going to make sure that my family is good, and I'm going to make sure that I can take my family out the projects and take my family from those environments, because you can get heavily influenced by those type of environments. So that being said, you know, you would want people to celebrate you more instead of judge you based upon your complexion or based upon you just your race, and automatically assume things about you that they don't even know how hard you fought to be in these type of spaces. So a lot of times your success could get doormatted because of other people's opinions. And it's like, you have to be strong enough to know that you're a bad bitch, you know, you're that guy, you know, you worked hard to get into these spaces, you've worked hard to be the person that you are, so you can't let little people's stupidity and lack of integrity and, you know, all of those things, for them to, you have to ignore those things, because it could really make you or break you, because it's always going to be that wherever you go, because people are just don't understand or weren't raised well or choose to be stupid or, you know, are in denial about the reality of what the world is that I'm a bad bitch in front of you with all these accolades, all these achievements, all these successes, and I will be respected one way or another, period. So yeah, back to the conversation with these women in a pool. So they start talking about, oh, like, my husband, ex-husband, mind you, ex-husband, these women were married 2 and 3 times, but hey, you know, beats me. But they're talking about, oh, my ex-husband was black, and the granddaughter used to get teased in school because she was darker than, she got tans during the summer, and she was almost as dark as you. And I used to say, you know what, don't do this, is not like, her skin is gonna get lighter. And I'm just looking at her like, miss, did you not realize that you're sitting across a nice chocolate thing in front of you who is tanned and glowing from the beautiful sun in Cabo that I'm getting sun-kissed by, and all this melanin is beautiful. Like, so it's just like, for her to say certain things like that just made me feel like, okay, I don't even want to have a conversation with them no more. Like, it's time for me to go get my lunch with my best friend and ignore the stupidity once again on this resort. There's plenty of times where, you know, we're waiting for the elevator with a group of people, and they decide not to get on because they don't want to be in the same elevator with us. It was intentionally racist things that we experience, and I'm just like, wow, like, interesting. Doesn't bother me because I'm confident in my skin and I'm confident in the black woman that I am, and I've been dealing with these type of things for a long time, and the level that I am at in my life, that it doesn't bother me as much. But sometimes it's just like annoying that people are just so in another world, another planet. Like, it's just beyond me. And like I said, those experiences kept getting better, because as much as the racial experiences that I witnessed on my trip, I also received many other great blessings where, you know, I was invited to one of the most expensive, prestigious hotels out there. And I was invited to sit in rooms where my income, amongst me and my best friend, were able to get into situations where we were being offered, you know, to invest in properties on the hotel, and we had them pay for our entire day, meaning luxury spa, luxury jacuzzi pool, luxury meals, all on their expense, all for the simple fact that we could afford to do so, and I didn't have to spend a dime of my money, because they see what we have to offer. So that just goes to show, like, money talks, and it doesn't matter sometimes, you know, the color of your skin. I'm still a successful black woman. And, you know, a lot of times I always look for inspiration into recording my episodes. And ultimately, you know, my message for this particular episode is that it doesn't matter where you came from. It doesn't matter, you know, your humble beginnings that you started from. It's what you do with the time that you have in order to get yourself out of the situations you are. A lot of times we don't have a choice into the places we're born into, the families we're born into, but we have a choice to switch those circumstances. If you believe and have people around you that believe in you, or, you know, want to do better. And in order to do better, you have to leave your comfort zone. You have to leave those situations and start to explore the world. And even if traveling isn't something for you that you can afford to do at this time, like going into the cities of where you live and, you know, tapping into doing things like grounding yourself and putting your feet in the grass and going for walks in the park and just traveling to different cities, traveling to different places within your city to see the world outside of the little bubble you live in. Those are little things you'll start to see, and it'll change you as a person. You'll go from eating tacos in a Mexican restaurant in New York to going to eating tacos on a beach, you know, in Mexico. And it's just that different, you know? So it's like, you can manifest the life that you want. You just have to believe in it. You have to do the work. You have to know that there's life that's bigger and better. There's going to be a lot of ignorant people in the world, but that's just the reality of life. You know, it's unfortunate, but that's the world we live in. But that shouldn't stop you from being able to enter those rooms and sit in the same spaces as the next person, because hard work and success means a lot in this world. And I'm living proof of it. You know, I grew up in the same beginnings as a lot of people that are still there, and they may judge me and think that, you know, I had the easy way out, but I've had very hard situations to get to where I am today, and I'm just grateful that I was able to experience that. And I just feel like this vacation really showcased coming into my 30s, coming into being wiser, knowledgeable, and successful, and I am humbly grateful and walking into my 30s grateful and with grace and embracing all the new opportunities that are here. They are now and in the palm of my hands. And now that I know better, I'm going to do better. And that's a message for you guys. Do not let ignorant people discourage you. Do not let your circumstances of where you are at currently, your living situation, any of that discourage you, because those are things you have to go through and grow through to get to the ultimate goal, which is life, experiencing it. And I have more exciting content for you in the month of September, and I promise you that you're going to enjoy it. And I hope that this message resonates with you, and look forward to seeing you guys. Cheers to 30. Cheers to the remaining of 2022. Make it worth your while. See you soon.